What's some of the names that children might use for, instead of father, that they call their father?
Well, they'd say mama and papa, and in the old days during the war, they used to say pa and mo, you know. Then they got up to mama and papa, and then it was daddy and mother, and you know, that's kind of going on.
What about for grandparents? What name, grandmother and grandfather, what name would you have?
Well, a lot of times they had nicknames for them, but they would call them grandma and grandpa and grandmother and grandfather.
And you mentioned, we talked yesterday about the Civil War. Did you ever hear people, especially older people, call that anything besides the Civil War? What other names did they use for that?
Civil War is all I've ever heard it called. Or the War Between the States. I've heard it called that.
Did you ever hear maybe your father or your grandfather or grandparents or something like that call it the Confederate War?
Mm-mm.
You hear it called that?
Because it wouldn't be a Confederate War. It'd have to be both of them, you see. But I've always heard the War Between the States or the Civil War.
Hippo, do you have any special name for a name that a child's known by just in the family? Say that a little baby and he has nicknames that older people give him. Do you have any special name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something with wheels on it that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
It's cradle.
Mm-hmm. Or something that you can push around.
A little band. Oh, a buggy.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell somebody to put the baby in the buggy and go out and
walk.
Mm-hmm. And
or roll the baby out. Mm-hmm. No, you walk the baby. That's what you do.
Yeah. Your children are your sons and your
daughters.
Mm-hmm. And say you had children. Say you had four or five. You might say that. And say your oldest one was 16, you would say Sally is the one who's 16.
Teenagers.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say the teenager is the what? She's the oldest or the most what? Most. If you were talking about her being grown up, you'd say she was the.
The teenagers wouldn't be the most grown up ones, would they?
I get it, no ma'am.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And let's see. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Are there any especially polite names that you might
use? Well, they used to say family way or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Any other names like that that people would use?
No, I don't believe it. No, I think that's the only one I can think of.
Mm-hmm. What about kidding terms? If you were kidding with somebody, any kidding kind of names that you would use?
When you were what?
Say joking around or kidding kind of names. Would any of those you might use?
I don't know of any.
And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for
midwife. Have
you ever hear her called anything else?
Mm-mm.
If a boy and his father had the same appearance, you say the boy
favors his father.
What if they have the same mannerisms and behavior?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't necessarily look alike, but they act alike. Would you have any special word for that?
He's a chip off the old block.
Chip off the old block. And if a mother has, say, looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she's done what to those three children?
She's raised them.
Mm-hmm. And anything else that you hear used there?
Reared them.
Does that mean about the same thing? And to a naughty child, his mother might say, "You're going to get a
spanking."
Mm-hmm. And anything else that you might call that besides spanking?
Spanking and